It's 9:19 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on the new Classical FM. We have a very special guest today, Wayne H. Ferguson, the piano tuner behind the Zoomer Steinway here at the Zoomerplex at MZ Media. Wayne's life has inspired a major crime thriller titled Tuner, which premiered at the Telluride Film Festival on August 30th and is now showing at the Toronto International Film Festival. Remarkably, most of the events in the film actually happened to him, from his daily work tuning pianos to unexpected moments that became cinematic storylines. And get this, Dustin Hoffman, Leo Woodall, and Jean Reno all star in the film. Wayne joins us today to talk about this whirlwind experience, his life as a tuner, and how it inspired this gripping story. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Wow, thank you very much for that.
Wow. Well, you're looking very dapper today. Are you going to TIFF right after this?
No, this was after TIFF last night.
Okay.
But I just wanted you to see, this is what happens when you go to Tom's place, ask him to dress you.
Yes, yeah, so and he like, does.
So I brought this in so you can actually see what...
Well, you look very dapper.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. How did it go last night?
Oh, it was unbelievable, actually, the whole thing. It was surreal. I was contacted about 6 months ago about they had an idea they wanted to put a movie together, and I had collaboration with the director and a technician in the States in Los Angeles. And they... they had a story. They wanted me to be involved. I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and then they sent me the script. And then we were going through the script and it was saying, yeah, that happened. No, that didn't happen. And so this is sort of a common thing that does happen to tuners in our daily work. It's just sort of strange things happen along the way. Yes. Yeah. Wow. We never know what to expect.
Right.
So...
You're just minding your own business, tuning a piano when...
Yeah. It's kind of strange what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Unexpected things. They asked me to help work on this and make it correct and try to have it sort of real. Mm-hmm. I ended up working on it for 3 months. It was really hard to do. There's about 160 in the crew, I believe. Long, long hours. It's unbelievable how hard those people in mm-hmm. the movie crews work. Mm-hmm. It's really grueling, long hours.
Mm-hmm. And so along with the long hours, what were some of the challenges for you?
Well, just trying to be ready to do what they wanted, but they weren't sometimes... I was watching things. I says, no, that's not correct. No, you need to do this. You need to change that. Trying to make different recommendations and... ideas to make it more look more real.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of footage that was taken, and I was sort of talking with the technician in the States saying, okay, this is what happened. How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to make this look more real? And there was so much footage. I was surprised how much they did mm-hmm. over that amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And now, but I'm very curious, who got in touch with you? How did they know about you? Why did they want to use you particularly?
Well, I'm very involved with my piano business. Like, I'm a member of the Piano Technicians Guild. I'm a registered technician. We have a large organization, and I know technicians all over the world, and I'm quite active.
Okay.
So there's a technician in Los Angeles named David Anderson that I met. He got me involved with doing master classes and Piano Technicians Radio Hour.
I see.
And then from there... he passed away, but I knew all the other technicians in the States, and then so I was contacted to say that I was going to be the guy up here to be on site to make sure that it was going to go correctly.
Okay, fabulous.
Right? So I was in charge of taking care of 14 pianos, making them work, making them not work, making them in tune, making them out of tune.
Oh my goodness!
All the stuff that we find in we find hundreds and hundreds of pencils and pianos and toys and. You won't believe what we find in pianos.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, so it's kind of all of the sort of surreal stuff. And then people ask us sometimes to do additional things in the homes, you know. So,
really?
Well, it's just odd that 2 weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I went to a beautiful mansion in Forest Hill.
Yes.
I get a knock on the door, and the lady comes to the door, the cleaning lady. And she said, come on in, and I was there to work on the piano for a whole day.
Yes.
And she said, can you help me? there's something going on with my fireplace and there's a smell or something. Can you come help me? Because there's a thing under there that I can't open up.
No.
And wouldn't you know, there was a dead squirrel in there. And next thing you know, it was unbelievably horrific.
Oh,
and I had to get a exterminator to come in to take it out and clean up. And I was delayed for about 2 hours. But this is the sort of thing that, can you help me do something? You know, can you help me move some furniture? But I just need a bit of a hand. So it's, it's sort of sometimes common.
And in this movie, what role does Dustin Hoffman play?
Dustin plays the old tuner. He's like the old guy like me, and Leah Woodall is the young guy. But what happens is Dustin is getting older, and he's having a hard time hearing. Sometimes tuners, we lose our hearing,
sure,
or we have tinnitus and things like that. So he hires the young guy to help him, and the young guy has some special talents, you know, that he's really good at. He has exceptional hearing.
Okay. So I guess there's not too much you can tell us about the story. Is that correct?
I can't tell you too much, but there's stuff on what it's a crime thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of the story is that as piano tuners, unlike plumbers and heating technicians who make a lot of money, piano tuners maybe don't make quite as much as them.
Sure.
And so it was sort of where they were sort of coerced into going into a crime world to make a lot more money.
I see.
So it's sort of but in the movie, I actually did some of that stuff in the very beginning.
I had a
customer ask me to help. I was successful, and all those other things in the movie I actually did. It all happened to me.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, how are you different today, or are you? What was that experience like?
Well, it was just a lot of adrenaline rush. You know, it's. You know, I was in the movie. I had a cameo in there, and it was just what they did so much footage. What the opening scene when I was watching it was so fantastic. But I was looking at everything. I said, they used all the footage for the whole movie just in the opening scene. What are they going to do next? Right? It was so good, but it just continued to get better and better. And it was 1,000 times better than what I witnessed on site.
Wow.
Just how the editing was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Sound bites, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The storyline, and you know all the stuff they do for the look of the movie, just the lighting and all that, and mm-hmm. the techniques. It was excellent.
Is this something you would want to do again, say?
Oh, I've worked on many movie sets. I worked with Dustin on other movies. Dr. Bergoyne's Wonder Emporium and other all kinds. I have an IMDb database that I've participated in a lot of films over the years.
Oh, fantastic. Now, if you have any advice to other piano technicians who happen to be going into the world of movie making, what would you say to them?
Well, try to help out. It's really important for us to keep pianos and people wanting to play pianos alive.
Of course.
It's like I'm a product of music in school, and I first met Oscar Peterson when I was working in the music store in 1976.
Yes.
And he came into the store and he told me that this Yamaha digital acoustic piano needs to be tuned. There's a couple of notes that are not right. He says, if you take that apart, you could fix these notes. And he would come into the store because there was a famous restaurant next door that he would go and eat.
Yes.
And so he would come in. And so he was the one that gave me the first idea of how to do that. But from there, I had an opportunity to go to George Brown College in 1985. I went to for a two-year piano technology course. They don't teach that anymore. And there's no courses in Canada. There used to be one at Western University, and there used to be another one I can't recall the name right now.
But there is another
one. North Bennett, North Bennett Street School.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a course that I had a colleague that went there, took 8-month course, and is doing quite well.
Great.
So
that's what you would recommend to future people wanting to tune pianos.
Yes, and we have
technology.
We have an organization called the Piano Technicians Guild. There's a homepage. You can go on there and look, and there's a find a technician, and you can have You can join meetings. I used to be the president of the Toronto chapter a few years ago.
Okay.
And so we're always welcoming new people to come in and try to learn.
Well, Wayne, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us this morning and sharing this remarkable story.
Well, thank you very much.
Really nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Yeah, thanks again.
Well, we've been speaking with Wayne Ferguson about this remarkable journey from tuning pianos to becoming the inspiration behind Tuner. It's a testament to the unexpected paths life can take. For those interested in experiencing this captivating film, Tuner is screening at the Toronto International Film Festival, and you can find showtimes and purchase tickets by visiting tiff.net. Don't miss the opportunity to witness this extraordinary story on the big screen. Thanks very much, Wayne.
Thank you very much.